always say that we're at our best when we're out there traipsing through the wild with a wireless microphone. And I think that's what we're about to attempt to do here. Let's see if we can get gear working first properly.
A Cumulus station.
And then, yes. And then, all right, now we're starting.
One, two. All right.
That is the sound of Cobra.
Sorry.
And he has the wireless. He is on his way out to the throng that is standing around the CBS Sports Network.
Hey, who's this big sumbitch that he's like a UFC guy. He's bald and big and...
Dana White. I think he's the president. He's short?
No, I mean, he's like 5'11". That's who that is?
Yes, that's Dana White. He's the, like, president founder.
Oh, okay. I've heard him on...
Bob and Ed.
Yeah. Okay. I have nothing to say to him. Although there's a huge crowd around him. Good God.
Wow, really?
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's unreal.
All right.
The amount of people that are surrounding him. Let's go back over here a little bit. Now, it's interesting because... what's a guy that played tight end for the Redskins that now does
Chris
a talk
Cooley?
Show? Yeah, Chris Cooley.
Yeah.
He's over here. He had to wait in line today, so we had to wait in line to get into the media center, and I swear to God, it took us like 25 minutes, and the line that Chris had to wait in was infinitely longer, and I bet you he thinks, like, why do I have to do this?
Well, I bet he's not used to that.
Why the hell do I have to wait in line like this?
That guy was a big star once upon a time up there.
Well, he faded out pretty quickly, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
All right, there is Blake, or Block, as we like to call him.
It's Block.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm walking back. Wait a second. Oh, jeez, get away from me. It was the Nutrisystem girl, or the NutraSweet girl, or whatever she was. We need to go back over here to the little spinner that we talked to yesterday.
Yeah. The midget.
Yeah.
Let her know that she is an inch taller than a required dwarf height. See how that goes over.
I don't think so.
Why not, chicken pants?
Yeah, I don't think we can do that. She looks taller today. We saw her at the media day last night, and we smoothed things over. But I forgot her name. I already forgot your name. I already did. What's your name again?
Madison.
Madison. Faulkner, right? Okay. Well, she's walking away from me.
She hates you.
I think she's pretending like she's working. There's Woody Page, the guy that she works with, talking to Gary Myers. Hey, are you really busy right now? You look like you're frantic.
A bit busy right now.
I do not believe that you're busy enough to walk away from me right now, Madison. Did you get Gary Myers to come on? You have got to stop. If we're going to chat and have a good time, you've got to stop. What are you looking for?
What are you looking for in life? What kind of man do you want?
Look, I can help you. Oh, you're looking for him? Okay, she's really is working. It's so annoying.
Why is everybody working? That's no fun.
I don't know. I don't know why everyone is working. Oh, there she is.
Yay.
Where have you been?
Here and there.
This is Robin Carlin, our old friend from Denver, Colorado. Here to lose another Broncos Super Bowl.
Let's go back to the AFC Championship game where I think it was published on Twitter that you
What's
said,
Twitter?
And I quote, the Broncos didn't stand a chance to win that game. So first and foremost, I need you to admit to all of your followers now how stupid and incorrect you were, and then we can start talking about the game on Sunday.
No, I don't want to talk about the game on Sunday, but I will admit that I'm stupid. And people know that. I mean, come on. You know? Okay, so where are you set up? Where's y'all stationed?
Back here.
Oh, okay, because you've been running around everywhere. And I haven't had a chance to compliment you on your outfit. It's very nice today. Yesterday it was really cool. It was very retro.
I like yesterday's better.
Very striped.
Thank you.
It brought me back to psychedelia.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like being on LSD.
He says it's like being on LSD looking at that dress.
He's tripping.
Have you ever taken acid?
No comment.
Ladies, you have. Tripping?
You have? You've taken LSD?
I did go to Ole Miss.
Oh, that's right. You did. All right. So let's eliminate the drugs that you've taken.
Eliminate the drugs that I've taken?
I bet you've not done heroin.
I've never done heroin.
Meth?
No meth.
No meth, no crack.
No Coke?
PCP.
Definitely.
PCP.
Okay, bath so salts. The ones that you have done are weed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Blow.
I live in Colorado. Coke.
I don't definitely like Coke, just the way it smells.
Boy, that old joke.
Really? We're going there?
And
mushrooms.
No.
You've never done mushrooms, but you've taken acid.
I've never done a drug in my life, Mom.
Whatever. You did go to Ole Miss. By the way, great recruiting, a great day for you guys.
Who did they sign? I missed it. I've been.
Well, I don't know. I just saw that they were ranked really high.
Did you ever see the white animals?
What? What does that even mean?
Nothing.
She went to Ole Miss. She saw white animals.
I don't want to know.
No, you don't want to know.
What year is this?
Saying, what the heck does that mean? I certainly don't want to hear it.
So how's it been going? Are you, you're not married yet, are you?
No.
When is that guy going to ask you to marry him?
I don't know.
Is she still with that same guy?
Yeah, she's with the same son of a bitch, and he will not put a ring on it, man. How long y'all been dating?
I don't want a ring. And how
yeah,
do
you do.
How do you know we're still together?
Hey, uh-oh.
Like Jedi mind tricked you there, didn't I?
You are together. I saw you two.
No, you didn't.
So you're not together.
We can always tell when people
I said
are together. You look together to
him.
Us. We did see you. You're
we,
together.
You were walking around with him, and it wasn't in a ugly way, so you're together with him.
Maybe.
Aren't you?
Maybe not.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are. So, I don't understand it. I guarantee your mom and dad are freaking out that why isn't my baby girl married yet?
No, my parents know me. They know that I'm the one who decides what I do and what I don't do. So, they let me do me.
So, you're still holding out, right? Until marriage?
Holding what? Holding out what? Putting out what?
Well, you're not putting out.
Your V-card.
See, I tricked you there.
Yeah, you got your V-card.
Polish it.
Mike wants to know how old you are. You're what?
47?
150.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what? I'm proud of it. I am 37.
Okay, I'm 46, so what the hell?
But you look 46. You actually look 56.
I know I do. I know. And you look what?
You're asking me what I look?
51.
51 and a half.
Okay, all right. And no kids in the last year?
No, that I know of.
That's good. None of them dropped out?
Last bout with diarrhea.
That sounds awful.
Last trip to Walgreens for Imodium.
I've never taken Imodium in my life.
What do you take?
Frequent diarrhea.
For what?
Diarrhea.
For frequent diarrhea.
Of the mouth?
No. Of your bottom.
Last brush with I think I might be pregnant.
Yes.
Next question.
Last time you thought you were pregnant.
I've never had a scare. Not once.
How is that possible?
It's possible.
You know what?
She's dragging some wagon.
I think it is. What'd you say, Donovan?
She's dragging some wagon back there, man.
Well, yeah, she's quite, very attractive.
I've never seen her before. I'm
she's
sorry.
Hot.
Stand up, take a look at her.
She's
I'm
hot.
Looking at her right now.
Well, there's a guy that we work with over there. Where's Donovan?
I'm right here. I'm sitting down.
Well, stand up.
Look at
Wave
him.
To Robin.
Look at him.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
With all of his chocolate goodness.
Ugh. Ask her, does she like black dudes?
You ever date a black guy?
I have not.
Want to?
Congratulations, right. I'm right here.
They're very interesting.
You asked me the same question 2 years ago.
I don't remember. Well, now we actually have a black guy that's here. So
well,
yeah.
I've been here for 10 years,
you gotta
you
get some
new
idiot.
Stuff,
dude.
Well, not, I mean, he wants to know. He wants to ask you out. He wants to know if that guy's still schlepping you around so he can ask you out.
No, because I'm here for work. So
you hate black people.
I just couldn't do it. Did you just ask me if I hate black people?
No, I said you do. I didn't ask. I know. I can tell.
Why? What about me just...
Because you won't have sex with Donovan.
Yeah, because you won't have sex with him right now.
Well, damn, there's probably a lot of racist people here.
Totally. Damn, it's unbelievable.
America's in the gutter.
Not really.
Now, if you did have a child, which let's hope that you do someday. You know, the good people need to procreate.
Exactly.
And, you know, do a surrogate thing, though, because I don't want to see you here pregnant. That'll weird me out.
Why?
I'd like your mom carry your child.
Yeah, that sounds healthy.
But if you did have a child, if you did have a child, would you want them to marry, if you, say you had a little boy, would you want them to marry a girl?
What?
Yes.
You hate gay people. You hate blacks and gays.
Anyone else? Can we just Christians and Jews? Can we just throw them all out there?
Sure, no, no.
Why not? Discriminate. I
why
hate
not?
Pretty much everybody that's different from me.
Good. That's good. That's the Colorado way. All right. So did you go? You didn't go to the meaty party last night, did you?
I did. Not
you didn't?
Long, yeah.
Yeah,
did you
lame.
Think it sucked as bad as
fun.
We did?
You know, it's a great chance for me to hang out with some of the people like
God.
Producers and camera guys and stuff like that we never actually
oh,
hang out with.
Who cares about them?
You don't like them.
Who cares about
you're
them?
You're a Jersey Chaser or a Jock Sniffer. But for me, it's about spending time with my fam.
Sure it is.
Oh, of course.
That's,
of
you know, it's course. Noble. Give her credit. That's
no,
noble.
It's a waste
oh,
of time.
Oh, here's your boyfriend.
Hey, Doug.
It's her boyfriend, Doug. We were just talking about you, Doug.
Kiss it.
We're wondering when you're going to make an honest woman out of this woman.
Honest?
I don't know. She has to be honest first.
Yeah, which we were finding that that's very difficult for her.
That's right, yeah.
Maybe I understand now why it's not happening. I kind of get this thing. Robin, it's your fault.
I feel like I'm being tag teamed here, not in the good way.
Like
not
in college?
Way you're thinking right now.
Like an Ole Miss.
It only happened once. I had a lot to drink.
All right, well, you guys, it's good talking to you as always. I want to see you tomorrow and Friday, too, so we can gauge your outfit. Okay. So far, this one ranks 7.5. Yesterday, 9.7.
What would make this a 9.7?
Take it off.
Nipple tassels.
I got those. I have those, so.
Yep.
Wiener. All right, sweetie, be good. Bye, Doug. Take care. There she is.
There she is.
Our old friend Robin Carlin.
Wow.
Killer, did you get some good shots? Did you get some good pictures
no,
of Robin?
No, the camera's been on Mike the whole time.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Killer will send out some photos of Robin in case you hadn't seen her. And follow her on Twitter, too, because she always likes it when the good P1s support her.
What's her Twitter handle?
I think it's just at Robin Carlin.
DragonWagon.com.
Yeah, it's I hate black people. Robin.
That's already taken.
It's Carlin Robin.
Yeah, Carlin Robin?
Carlin Robin.
And she has no problem showing cleave.
No, she loves her boobs. There is no question about it.
She paid good money for them. She must.
Cleave.
She did.
Her. Cleave it here.
Yeah, let's get a little cleave.
Her.
Well, cleave and beef.
Cleave and beef.
All right, perfect. What time is it?
49.
It is, 49. We got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough.
Hi, Donovan.
Hey, Danny.
Coming up next, can Donovan save the Cowboys?
What?